Good morning, everybody. So the review of Parshas Kisavo is very focused on the Avanim, as Rashi points out, based on the Gemara and Sota. There are three different sets of Avanim, Avadim in the Yarden, Kinegdim the Gilgal, and then the Avanim that were set up on Har Eival. What was written on these Avanim, Ba'er Hetev, Rashi says, B'Shivim Lashon, the position of the Ibn Ezra based on Reb Sadia Gaon was like the Azharos that we have with Halachos Gedolos, a short statement of the 613 mitzvos. The Ramban, this is what we spoke about last year, Laman Asher Tavol Aret says that the fealty and fidelity that we demonstrate to that which is written on the stones, which are in the Yarden and Kinegdin Begilgal, and at Har Eival, is the extent to which we'll be Zocha to remain in Eretz Yisrael. That a lot of people are confused about this point. They think it's all about the territory. They don't realize that everything depends on our fidelity to Torah and mitzvos. If we're not faithful to Torah and mitzvos, so it doesn't matter how much we control or we don't control, that we're not going to, l'man asher tavo al ha'aretz, we're not going to be able to sustain ourselves in the land of Israel. The pasuk says, within this context, the emphasis of the Avarim, specifically as it relates to Har Eival, Avanim Shleimos Tifnas Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha, that the Mizbeach, of course, on which the Karbanos would be offered, Vizavachta Shlami Vachal Tasham, Vizamach Lithne Hashem Elokecha, so those are constructed of individual Avanim Shleimos. Now, you go back to the end of Parashas Yisro, right? Lo Sivnez and Gaziz, Ki Charbachay Naftalava Techala, Chazal cited by Rashi, famously Darshan, right, Mizbeach is Marich Shnosov Shaladim, and the Barzel, the Cherev is Makatzer. So, Lotanev and Makatzer la Marich, there's like a Stira Mineuvei, and that's specifically with respect to the Mizbeach, of course, the Raman Paskins, and you have this in the Psukim in Malachim as well, that there should be no sound of Barzel, the Beis HaMikdash, even beyond the Mizbeach. But be that as it may, it's very much focused on the idea of Shalom and David HaMelech, of course, being unable to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? Ish Melchamazata, V'damim Rab, M'shafachta, Atalotiv Nezbayis L'Shmi, and Shlomo, Shalom, Yevishaket, Yebiyamav. Shlomo is a person of peace, at least in theory. That I guess is at the surface level. I'd like to suggest, maybe there's some drush involved here, or more than some, I don't know. On the idea of Avanim Shleimos Tivna, you know, when we talk about the Mizbeach, a Mizbeach obviously is used for Korbanos, but in a broader sense, right, Al Shosha Dvarim Olamomid, Al Atara Avoda Gmilos Chasadim, it's a locus for our Avodas Hashem, right? The times of the Beis HaMikdash, it's comprised of Korbanos, and, you know, Neshama Parim Sfaseidu, Tfila a little bit more now. But in general, I think the metaphor of the Mizbeach is a very powerful one. Avanim Shleimos Tivnas Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. The Mizbeach as a whole has to be comprised of component parts. To some extent, the Mizbeach is more than just the sum of the parts, but the parts matter. And when we're talking about an edifice or structure that's going to be used for Avodas Hashem, and we see, we discern therein a certain metaphor for ourselves as Avdei Hashem. So there are component parts. There are different mitos, our commitment to Limud HaTorah, our commitment to Chesed, our commitment to Emes, our commitment to Edelkeit, to refinement, and so on and so forth. The Mizbeach of our Avodas Hashem writ large has to be comprised of Avanim Shleimos. Right, if we're going to be successful, we can't just take a chatzi shir, a chatzi even in MS, and a chatzi even in commitment to Torah, and a chatzi even of Yiras Chayit, and a chatzi even of Avas Hashem, and a chatzi even of Yiras Hashem, and put it together and expect that the Mizbeach is going to be something that that we can be proud of. Avanim Shleimos Tivnas Mizbeach Hashem Elkecha, that we have to work very hard on cultivating the individual pieces. And that's really what this Zman in general is about. Tafasta Mubar Lo Tafasta. Maybe it makes sense to work on one piece at a time. I think it's always a good and wise practice. But eventually, what we're trying to do is to construct our own personal Mizbeach from the Avanim Shleimos.